This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Take a celebrity chef, pick a big city or a flashy resort hotel, and what you used to have was a guaranteed moneymaker. Not so much anymore, though. Chris Palmieri is the LA bureau chief from Bloomberg News, and he wrote the other day about the twilight of celebrity chefs. Chris, thanks for coming into the studio.
Thank you.
What is going on with celebrity chefs? I mean, this is a cultural story, but also an economic story.
Yes, both. I mean, you know, people often ask me, hey, where do you get our ideas for stories? In this case, you know, I write about the cruise line industry, and I was covering the launch of this new ship, the Norwegian Bliss.
Yeah.
And they mentioned, no, there's no celebrity chefs on this boat. And that, you know, that was a big trend for a while. And so I just started Googling. I thought of every celebrity chef I could think of. And then just with the words restaurant closed afterwards. Yeah. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this is like a virus going through this business.
There's a list in this piece. Thomas Keller, Gordon Ramsay, Daniel Boulud, Emeril Lagasse, Jamie Oliver. I could go on. They're all closing all over the place.
Right.
It is some combination of my theory, right, the celebrity chef cycle, but also economic reality in terms of locations and rents and all of that.
They got ambitious. They opened a lot of locations. They, you know, they wanted to be in the highest profile places. The Bouchon here in Beverly Hills, $106,000 a month rent Keller was paying.
But that's a big nut to make, man. Holy
is,
cow.
Exactly. But the biggest part here is really just customers choosing different things. You know, right now you talk about food halls. You talk about these restaurants that specialize in one particular, you know, dish, hot, spicy Nashville fried chicken.
Yeah.
And so that is not dependent on the star chef. And that's what customers are wanting.
It's a little bit like retail and fashion, right? I mean, customers just change what they want over time. And some of these places that we listed as having been closed have been open for 10, 12 years.
Exactly. Yeah. It just gets a little stale. There was a wonderful quote from there's a British celebrity chef named Delia Smith, and she got this award from the Queen last fall. And she immediately afterwards said, you know, I don't eat out anymore. Restaurants have gotten too poncy, which is a word even I had to look up.
What does it mean?
Too fancy, you know, all the, you know, the sea bass drizzled in, you know, what a plum reduction or whatever. People are just looking for something simpler.
Not to criticize these guys for being successful for a long period of time, but also some of them, and largely they're men, we should point out, they're getting a little long in the tooth.
Long in the tooth. I thought you were going to go in the Me Tooth direction.
Oh, well, so there's that, right? Mario Batali and that whole deal, but which is real, right? Because that's caused Batali to lose his jobs and all of that and close his restaurants. But also, they've been around a while. I mean, these guys themselves.
Yeah, I mean, the Lagasse restaurant in Orlando, for example, closed after 19 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a long stretch in a business that is ultimately kind of a bad one.
It does work in some cases, though. I was just out at Curtis Stone's place here in L.A., Gwen, right, which is really high-end for a really specific audience, and it looks like he's doing okay. So if they can find their niche, they're doing all right.
Right. And part of it has to do is how many locations they have. I was talking last week to a person opening a new casino in Las Vegas, and they said, we're really searching for somebody that's unique, because if you go to Las Vegas and you've already got one in your neighborhood, you're losing that specialness. You're not going to be able to see the chef and get his autograph or photo with him. You know, everything is lost, and you might as well go to a Cheesecake Factory.
Not only are they not on cruise ships, hotels aren't as big a deal for chefs right now, right? And also the casinos in Vegas.
Right. And theme parks, you know, all of these places that were attracting, you know, huge crowds of people were for quite a while signing these deals. And they were very lucrative for the chefs, because a lot of times, you know, a hotel or whoever would put up most of the money and just give them a royalty. But, you know, they weren't there to supervise every night. The quality, you know, diminished and people moved on.
Stretched too thin, right? I mean, that's
exactly
the deal. Chris Palmieri, the Bloomberg News bureau chief out here in Los Angeles. Chris, thanks a lot.
Thank you.